right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I will tell you, there is a lot going on today. Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, Mike, they went to Uganda. They met with the president of Uganda.
Wow.
Now, a source says that Kim told the president, you know, I can't stay long.
Uh-huh.
She had to get back to work.
Oh.
President asked her, what is your job?
What do you do for
Sorry,
a living?
That just cracked me up. What is your job?
Yeah.
She said, you know, I have a TV show.
Oh.
Got to get back to that. I'm sure he was impressed.
I'm sure.
Gave them both honorary Ugandan names as well.
Oh.
So I don't know what all's going on in Uganda. I mean, I know they need help in certain parts of Uganda Uganda. But, so Kim, boy.
Do we know her Ugandan name?
It was like Kim Adishu.
No.
Which means it was like natural beauty, something like that. Okay, sure. All natural. You got the president.
If that's what her name meant, I can only imagine what Kanye West's name was.
And it's like he made them up. Kanye Disha. I'm not joking. That's exactly what they were
like. I mean, how would they know if they weren't made up?
I know. I have to, it was interesting. It's like you just made these up, didn't you?
Somebody.
Yeah, it's Kanye Sige.
Oh.
Which means I trust.
Yeah, that's
and
a good
Kim
one.
Was, Kim Agisha.
Okay.
Yeah, the one with blessings from God.
Okay, so no, somebody whispered in the president's ear, hey, listen, you got to give him a name or something.
Yes, exactly.
What name? I don't know. Make something up. They'll never know.
Exactly. Yeah, blessings. I don't know that they're from God, president, but she got blessings from some...
Well, that's pretty cool.
Some God doctor.
Yeah.
Hey, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Yeah, they're at odds right now.
What? Like,
over a nanny.
Oh.
Harry wants to honor the tradition, have a royal nanny, you know, like he had when he was a kid.
I bet.
His mom, Princess Diana, she was pretty hands-on.
Yeah.
But they still had a nanny. That's kind of tradition. She doesn't really want that. She kind of wants to be more involved, like Princess Diana was. So I think they could probably do both.
Okay.
Split the duties.
Well, I hope they work things out.
I hope they work it out, too, because there's no getting out of that marriage.
No.
Right now. Listen, Megan, honey, you are stuck. Should have thought about that before. And Def Leppard, currently winning the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's fan vote.
Oh.
So they're in first place big time, and Stevie Nicks a close second, followed by The Cure. Now, the voting remains open until December 9th. You can get on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame website, and you can vote. And it's cool that they, you know, that they do this.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think people can kind of stack votes.
Does it mean anything, really? I mean...
I think it does to be in there. I think it still does to be in there.
Okay.
You know, but I think sometimes that, you know, there's a... To get there, I think that I know they say that, what's his name, Jan?
Jan Wenner.
Yes, is kind of, you know, he kind of picks and chooses. But I think once you're in there, it's still a cool thing, you know? That is my painfully deep take for this hour. You miss anything, hit up our podcast, 96.3kklz.com.